A federal judge sides with prosecutors that there is enough evidence to charge a 30-year-old woman from North Philadelphia with trying to help ISIS. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, her attorney says the charge is vague and that she's protected by the First Amendment.
Under the name Young Lioness on Twitter, Kiana Thomas sent public and private messages to a self-described jihadist in Minnesota and to a known extremist overseas. That was enough, prosecutors say, to charge her with providing material support to ISIS. Courts have said that that means she was intangibly helping out extremists. Terrorism expert Seamus Hugh says more than 70 others around the country have been charged after similar social media activity.
I think there's a realization both in Department of Justice and the FBI they need to be a bit more forward-leaning when it comes to cases. So in the past, they've let things develop a little bit more. But after, you know, recent homegrown attacks and things like that, they're essentially moving the bar a little bit farther.
Hugh says the case hinged on who she was talking to more than what she was saying.
If they're talking to a known or suspected terrorist, a known recruiter online, you know, that raises your level of concern more than if you're just, you know, tweeting out into the cyberspace and hoping someone listens to you. It really connects and kind of raises you up a little bit more.
The FBI is now looking at more than 900 people with possible links to ISIS in the U.S.
You know, that means 900 people have social media accounts and 900 people you've got to follow on a regular basis. That becomes essentially where you're going to triage the system and determine who's the real threat and who's not.
Thomas's trial on the material support charge is scheduled for June. If convicted, she faces a maximum 15 years in prison. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.